You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. Today we're here to talk about the Mirror Lake Scenic Byway with Rocco O'Neill. He's an Economic Development Director at the City of Evanston, Wyoming. Evanston is the county seat of Uinta County, located in the southwest corner of Wyoming on the border of Utah. Rocco, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Can you give me a little background on yourself?
I grew up in Evanston, grew up in Uinta County, born in 94, so I'm just a young pup. But the nice thing about Wyoming is you get involved in the historic teachings and tours and all that at an early age. We visited, you know, Fort Bridger and the Uinta Mountains all growing up. So I'm fairly familiar. Obviously, I'm not the go-to expert for Southwest Wyoming historic facts, but I'll do my best and share the knowledge that's been given me and passed down. So
that's perfect. Well, we want a local's perspective, just like we would have travelers visiting. They don't have much knowledge either. So from your perspective, it's going to be great to have it. All right. From there, let's dig into the Mirror Lake Scenic Byway. Mirror Lake Scenic Byway begins in Evanston and travels south along Wyoming Highway 150. The byway makes its way to Utah, where it winds through the Uinta-Wasatch-Cache National Forest before ending in Camas, Utah. This byway offers gorgeous views of the Uinta Mountains throughout its 20-mile Wyoming segment before crossing into Utah. So Rocco, since this byway drives through beautiful views of the Uintas, what are some of the best stops to make in this mountain area?
The Uintas are awesome. So the entire scenic byway is about 42 miles long. Like you mentioned, you could start in Evanston or you can start in Camas. There are thousands of natural lakes, dozens, if not hundreds of hikes and peaks to go through and visit and hike up. Some of the main stops, obviously the namesake Mirror Lake is a beautiful, beautiful stop up through that scenic byway. Camping, fishing, picnicking spots, ATV trails. King's Peak through Henry's Fork is probably the most well-known hike. Bald Mountain, Red Castle, Big Elk, you name it, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of trails and hikes and things to see on your way through there.
Did you spend a lot of time growing up in Uinta County, spending some time down there?
Yeah, I did. We visited the Uinta Mountains quite a bit growing up, mostly just to drive. We'd go up, get an ice cream, make the 42-mile drive, some family bonding time, stop at Mirror Lake, walk around it, check out the fish, people floating, fishing out there. And obviously motorsports are easier than going on a 10-mile hike. So we like to go side by side and four-wheeling, a snow machine in up there. So we've spent quite a bit of time up in the Uintas. Yeah.
So is that the primary activity in that area? Is it ATVs and snowmobiles, or is hiking just about as equal?
It's kind of like a recreator's buffet, right? It's pick your poison, do what makes you happy. Just the way my family and our family friends have recreated, we tend to do the side by side snowmobile.
Gotcha. For side-by-side and snowmobiling, do you recommend any specific areas out there off of the byway?
I would recommend, I don't even know if this is the exact name for it or the government legal name for it. We call it the Moose Meadow, and it's just beautiful. It gives you access to all the backways and go up through Christmas Meadows as well. But like I said, in the winter, there's 10, 15 feet of powder. So it's just kind of wherever you can park your trailer, you can access the entire range or a majority of the range from any of those parking areas.
That's incredible. 10 to 15 feet. That's plenty for snowmobiling. So just a bit off of this road is the ghost town of Piedmont and the Piedmont Charcoal Kilns. Can you tell me a little bit about this area? What makes it worth visiting? I know it's not that far off the interstate.
Yeah. Piedmont is right now there's only three dome shaped structures left, but those were the charcoal kilns. They were built in the 1860s to produce charcoal for the Union Pacific steam engines. Believe it or not, it was once a bustling town, a little railroad town just east of Evanston, like you mentioned. It is on the National Register of Historic Places. It got put on that register in 1971. It's just kind of neat to take a look back into the Wyoming railroad history and recognize that these main routes of transportation created boom and bustling towns, but it also created ghost towns like you mentioned. And those exist all along the UP main line throughout Southwest Wyoming. So it's pretty interesting to see those kilns. They're still standing. They're about 25 feet tall, and you can see them right there off of the road.
I've flown a drone out there before. The domes are kind of a unique structure to fly around when you're shooting aerials, but it's a beautiful, beautiful area, especially if you're out there in the spring. I know parking-wise, you have to kind of park on the side of the road. Is that correct still?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And it's on a dirt road. So motor coaches may not want to try it, but I know just about any other vehicle would probably do okay. It's just you might have a hard time turning around in a large profile vehicle. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a low traffic road. So parking on the side of the road is not an issue.
Perfect. Perfect. Definitely recommend that stop when you're traveling the byway. Another notable location out here is the obelisk that marks the southwest corner of Wyoming. Can you tell me some about this?
Yeah, actually, I've never been to the obelisk, but I did a little research and I chatted with some people. It looks like you take Yellow Creek Road out south of town and it meets up with East Chalk Creek. And there's a little obelisk, red obelisk marking, like you mentioned, the southwest corner of the beautiful state of Wyoming. And I'm going to have to make a trip out there because I grew up here. I've been here for almost 30 years and I never visited it. So I'll be right with all the visitors coming to the southwest corner of Wyoming.
Got it. Got it. So Wyoming has its own four corners, but two corners, essentially.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very nice. So Bear River Valley, which is home of the Bear River, sits just west of this byway. It's home to the Shoshone Indians. What is the history behind this location, if you know any?
Yeah. So the Shoshone and Ute Indians have occupied southwest Wyoming, or had occupied southwest Wyoming, for thousands of years prior to, obviously, the Mountain Men and California-Oregon trails coming through. Historians reference Spanish waybills and memos from the 1600s even that mention the Native Americans and their intelligence and social systems. They noted that the Shoshone Indians were kind of unique because they had this social intelligence about them and they were willing to make friends as opposed to making enemies right out of the gate. There's the Bridger Antelope Trap, which it's a 26-acre Indian antelope harvesting device. Archaeologists believe it was built and used around the 1600s. So that's a historic area in southwest Wyoming as well. People probably know the name Chief Washakie. He's fairly well known. He's the chief of the Shoshone Indians. For 80 years, he was known for his kind spirit and his peace treaties. The Fort Bridger Treaty of 1863 established a Shoshone country, which is from the crest of the Wind River Mountains to the south of the Uintas, and then west, as far as some people think, as far west as the Oregon border along the Snake River. So there's a long history of Shoshone and Native American presence in southwest Wyoming. I mentioned that treaty of 1863, but there was also a treaty of 1868. It established what we know as the Wind River Reservation, now north and east of Uinta County, up by Lander and Riverton.
I would say that area is probably an archaeologist's dream, considering the vast amount of history in the area. Like much of Wyoming, I'm sure sometimes when you're walking, you can even sometimes find arrowheads on the ground, which of course the general principle is leave it where you see it. But at the same time, if you do see those artifacts, it's good to take note of them for sure. So as we mentioned previously, the scenic byway starts in Evanston and then ends in Camas. What do you love about this place, Rocco? Let's talk about Evanston a little bit.
Obviously, I'm biased. I grew up in Evanston, born and raised. I moved back here after having been to college and living in Denver for several years, but Evanston's awesome. It's a recreator's dream. You know, you got 3 hours north to Yellowstone, Jackson Hole, an hour south, you can be in Salt Lake City. And then just right outside of town, you have the Uinta Mountains, Silver Creek Reservoir. Up north, you have Bear Lake. And I'm an outdoorsman. I like going out fishing and hunting and hiking and mountain biking and doing all that fun stuff. So Evanston's just been an awesome place to grow up. For visitors, I would say, get to know the area. Get to know the area through maps and through the Forest Service and talk to locals. They'll tell you exactly where you need to go, what's cool to see. But Evanston is just amazing. We have an amazing downtown, historic downtown. The Roundhouse and Rail Yards are two historic railroad buildings built in the early 1900s, 1912, 1910, by the Union Pacific as a steam locomotive maintenance shop. There's a ton of cool things in Evanston besides just the gas station to stop on your way to somewhere else. So feel free to pop in and just ask people what's cool to see.
So back to the byway as we get ready to wrap up. Are there places to get gas or any amenities along the way that people could prepare for? So are there restaurants or anything like that? A lot of times in Wyoming, our scenic byways are pretty sparse. So sometimes there's some preparedness that needs to be made before traveling a byway.
Yeah, I would say that stops along the byway as far as convenience and fuel are sparse. So I would fuel up in Evanston or Camas, if you're coming back through that way. There is a grill up on top by the Bear River Campground. It's a very, they have great food, ice cream shakes. There's cabins up there. So that's a stop that you have to make to get a burger. But I'd stop in Evanston, visit downtown, visit Main Street Deli, get a nice sandwich or cheeseburger, and then stop at one of our gas stations, fuel up, and hit the road.
Sounds great. What do you think sets Mirror Lake Scenic Byway apart from the other byways in Wyoming?
Well, the Mirror Lake Scenic Byway runs through a mountain range that is one of few, if not the only mountain range in North America that runs east to west. It's a horizontal mountain range. I think it is the only mountain range that runs east and west. So that's obviously a unique thing. There are several scenic byways throughout Wyoming that are gorgeous. The thing that makes this one unique is just the amount that you get to see from the road. The amount of beauty you can see right off of the highway is just incomparable. So that's what I would say.
Sounds like it is definitely worth the drive. Well, Rocco, as we wrap up here, if someone is planning to visit Evanston, Uinta County, or the Mirror Lake Scenic Byway, is there a local website they can check out to kind of plan their trip?
Yeah. Right now you can visit evanstonwy.org. That's our city website. Or you can visit businesswyoming.com. We're in the process of building a tourism and recreation website right now, so that will be coming shortly. And then you can also visit, obviously, the Wyoming Department of Tourism website for more information. They've done a good job at mapping this out and providing information so visitors can take that trip and understand what they're getting into.
Absolutely. And that website is travelwyoming.com. Rocco, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, when you're visiting Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. We'll see you in the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.